Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening, sometimes 6:30, sometimes 8:30, sometimes 9:30, sometimes 8 o'clock, and on weekends, generally at 8:30 or 9:30, or sometimes 6:30. In any event, welcome to the show, and I'll tell you a little bit myself and about this show so you understand where I'm coming from. First of all, I have an MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary, and I've served in the church, the Lutheran Church, and I am very happy to be a Christian and to adhere to Christian thought and ideas. And this show, let me tell you about this show. Tonight I'm going to talk about heaven, or what I think may constitute heaven and the joy of heaven. I'm going to talk about this. That'll be the topic of the conversation tonight. I will also give you an overview of where I'm coming from in my life on this show and what how I approach things. I am a person who is a politically incorrect show. I'm not interested in media hype and media falsehoods. I'm not interested in political rhetoric or political lies or media falsehoods. I'm interested in truth and honesty and getting at the facts and critical thinking based on your intellectual ability. But most of all, I'm very concerned about reading books which will inform people and increase and stretch their minds and their intellectual ability. It's very important to read books. And this is, if we live in a society which abandons books, reading, we will sink into intellectual darkness, where we seem to be heading unless the situation is corrected. So, and you have to read the great books such as War and Peace and Anna Karenina and John Milton's Paradise Lost. These are the books you should read and have to read in order to understand the world today. Second, I am a Christian, and I adhere to Christian thought. I adhere to all the creeds of the Church, the Apostles, Nicene and Athanasian Creed, and to the full authority of Holy Scripture from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation. And if I read a book, it's going to be a Christian book such as C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, T.S. Eliot, or someone, or St. Augustine, or the Epistles of Paul in the New Testament. These are the people that I think will inform me, they will help me, and they will direct my mind correctly. You can include St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas and Milton in this group, John Milton, Paradise Lost, where he attacked the issue of why, how evil came into the world and tried to understand Genesis 2, which tells us how evil came into the world, how the world was corrupted, and it's that bad. Well, as I said, I have a Christian perspective. Although I welcome all faiths and listen to all faiths, I welcome them, I hear them out, I'm interested in what they have to say. I'm a podcaster. I have two run-to radio shows, a blog talk radio show and a podcast show. These shows are visited by many visitors from all over the world, including over 4,400 people have visited my podcast, and many from China and Saudi Arabia and Muslim countries have visited both these radio shows, blog talk radio shows, and podcast radio show. So I'm also a writer. I've written 10 books. Some of these are Christian books, such as Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays of Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, two law books, Select Legal Topics, Volume 1 and 2, and most lately a book on a commentary on the all 150 Psalms. I think the Psalms are the most inspiring words and religious poetry that you can encounter. I love them. I love their rhythms. I love their religious face they exhibit. Most of all, I love their beauty, which moves me greatly. They are the essence of great poetry. And whatever language they are translated into, that great poetry comes across. They're originally in Hebrew, but they have been translated into English, and they have a great English translation in the King James Bible. I I'm planning other books, such as a book on the miracles in the Bible and a book on the sayings of Christ and two books on my blogs in the Bible. My blogs, which are literary, theological, and political, and on current events. I'm planning two books of blogs, which I have placed on my website at this point, but which I am formatting into a book, two books, and I am planning a book on the Book of Job, which is a very great piece of work and deserves a great deal of thought and concern, as far as I'm concerned. I also have written over 800 blogs or articles or essays. Many of these are visited from countries all over the world, and they are posted in academia.edu, as well as my website, and they have provided great thought and perspectives to many people over the world who have, in fact, read these blogs and benefited from them. Many people from many countries read these blogs. They're on academia.edu, they're on my website, and they're on my social media, where they can be found on Twitter and on LinkedIn. Let me end this by saying I've written three major articles, one on the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure in the state of New York, which has been bought by many, many universities all over the world, including German universities, many German universities, universities in China and Japan, and the State Department and the United States Supreme Court, as well as the Department of Labor and other federal departments, federal agencies. I have also written two articles for Academicus, a Albanian scientific journal. These articles are on the United States educational system and on the matter of sexual orientation discrimination. And again, they have been bought by many, many universities all over the world, and they have been bought by the State Department, which I'm very happy that people are reading my work and hopefully learning and benefiting from it. And so I have all the answers, but I try to suggest the answers. Tonight I'm going to very briefly talk about the joy of heaven. For many people, the idea of heaven may seem to be slightly ridiculous. Well, it looks like you live your life, you die, and you're in the ground, and that's about it. But the Christian religion has a different take on life. We believe that faith in Jesus results in eternal life. That is the essence of the Christian faith, having eternal life. In addition, it is very important to understand that Jesus offers us the joy of heaven. Now, heaven, if we were to understand it, is not some kind of a fairy tale mode. What we really should understand heaven to be is God is love, and his love is eternal and undying, and his mercy is without limits, and his joy and love for humanity is without limits. So heaven is a place of exchange of love. It is a place of communion. It is a place of relationships. And those relationships are not broken by hatred and evil and selfishness. They are based on an exchange of love. And that is what heaven is, I think. It is a communion where love is exchanged and given to one another. I think that's heaven. In the world, there is a limitations on love. Yes, there is some love present at times, but in many instances, it's limited. There are barriers that people erect to expressing themselves. They're afraid of having love or giving love, and mostly they're concerned with themselves. The world is a place not of love, but of self-love, I think. That is the world. In many ways, it's a very bad place. It's a very evil place because it's not run by love, but it's run by violence and evil, largely. So if we're to understand heaven, we have to understand that it's the offer of eternal life, and it is life with God, who is love incarnate. God is love. He functions solely on the basis of love. Yes, he makes judgments on people. There will be a final judgment. But he also is paramount. The paramount nature of God in Christ is love. And that is why heaven is a place where love will occur without boundaries, without limitations, without fakery, with sincerity and genuine exchange of love on a constant basis. What is heaven? Heaven is love being exchanged and the communion of love on an eternal basis forever and ever. And it is a place where we will be uplifted, where we will grow, where our minds will grow, where our feelings will grow. We will be the sort of persons we are capable of in giving and receiving love. That is what heaven is, giving and receiving love. And it is a genuine exchange of love between all people there. That is love. That is Christ. That is God. The essence of Jesus' message is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die for us. God's love is that great that he's willing to endure the pangs of death and torture to save humanity, to be with him in a loving relationship. That's as much as I have to say about the heaven and what it is. I hope I get there, but I'm convinced of this, that God is love, and the place where he resides with the angels is a place of exchange and a constant basis of love. Is a place of a communion of love. That is all. That is what heaven is about. That is who God is and who Christ is. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks very much.